3. Underneath the overpass, he takes another pull from the bottle as the cars ignore him and turn up the ramp, up Highway 15 and out of his life. To all things an ending, he thinks. It's just that some endings take longer than others. So he spits out a vapory laugh to the fluorescent sky. He wrote their names together in the pavement. That was long ago, in another lifetime. Things were simpler. There were still some things to believe in. But last night, he lost all of the misbelief he had once held as true. While seeking contentment in the flesh of his latest soulmate, he breathed out a name. Corey. And that name belonged anywhere but in his bed, in the ear of the woman he feigned to love and who did him the same favor in return. It belonged here, in the sidewalk next to his, cut in the stone which marked her bed, cut in the memory breathed in the ear of that long-ago lifetime, that long-ago bonding of souls. So he pulls again from the bottle and smiles grimly. He thinks of endings, and then he thinks of endings. His thoughts are carved in stone, and more than her name is encased within.